Now, if you're an adult still holding on to your favourite childhood soft toy, you're not alone, okay? A lot of people have their very favourite soft cuddly toy as a bit of a reminder to, I guess, years gone by in your when you were a little kid and how comforting it was. So I come across a story really interesting, and a sleep practitioner and the founder of Nine-Eye, Deb Herdman, joins us this morning to talk about just how important your teddy bear is. Deb, welcome to the Cindy and Daz Show.
Thank you. Good morning, Daz. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Deb. I'm so excited to have you on the show. This is something I'm going to go out on a limb here, Daz, and say we have never spoken about this before. We've been doing this show for many, many years.
Yep.
Never before, Deb. This is a first. I'm excited. Tell us why it's okay to be an adult and have a teddy bear.
Well, teddy bears take you back to your sweet childhood. They provide you with comfort and safety, and for some people, they stop them feeling lonely.
I guess, you know, it's a lot of people aren't in a position also, Deb, to have a pet. Like, so a lot of people have their cats or their dogs that share their life with them and share their bed with them as well for comfort. But if you're not in a position to be able to do that, the next best thing, especially if you're lonely and you don't have anybody else, then the next best thing is to have something of comfort. And that, as you say, that takes you back to your teddy bear, which is so comforting when you're growing up anyway.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, 35% of the poll, when they studied 6,000 Britons, 35% still sleep with their teddy.
Now, this is really interesting because for, let's call us functioning adults, I won't say we're high functioning, let's call us functioning adults, Deb, people aren't embarrassed to actually admit that they have a teddy bear with them in their bed as an adult.
Yeah, look, that depends, I guess, on your relationship. But apparently 14% of married men hide their teddies from their spouse. So I don't really know how they sneak them into the bed. But that's an interesting stat that they are a bit embarrassed. But let's face it, when you find your old teddy from childhood, you can't resist talking to it like, you know, back in your earlier days, and you'll say hello and give him a cuddle.
I guess for a lot of adults too, there's probably a lot of toys that are hidden away from their partner as well, Deb. But we won't talk about that this morning. We're talking about teddy bears. Now, an interesting bit of information that you had posted was there's a whopping 75,000 teddy bears were left behind across 450 hotels by these Brits who were polled. That's an astonishing amount of teddy bears for people that are travelling, that are away, if they're business people. So were you sort of blown away by that number?
Yeah, look, I was completely blown away by that. It's we just don't talk about these things, but apparently they help people when they're travelling. They help them feel safe.
Do you know what's really interesting? Leading up to chatting with you earlier, I was saying to Daz off air, I'm in the middle of packing at the moment. I'm moving house. And I said to Daz that my childhood teddy bear was bought for me by my mum when I was 3 years old. And I named my teddy bear, a stupid name now that I think, but at the time it just made sense. I then gave that teddy bear to my now 24-year-old son when he was a baby. And the teddy bear looks like it's seen better days, I've got to tell you, but there is so much love and so much history and so many memories made with that teddy bear that we look after them like they're one of our family.
Oh, we do. I've heard some really funny things from people saying that when they, you know, they go and visit their parents and they're still holding on to their teddies, and of course these are adults, and the teddies are looking very much worse for wear. Some of them have got no hair left. My own personal teddy is very skinny because he was back in the days of foam and, you know, foam disintegrates over time, so very, very hungry looking.
Deb, I also run a disability program for young adults that have intellectual disabilities, autistic, all sorts of different challenges that these wonderful young people have. And we have a bear. His name is Jeff. He was named by a group of 14 of young adults. We came up with the name Jeff. He's a bright yellow bear. He has a backpack. He has a bed. He has his own passport. He's just come back from Mauritius. He's been to Bali. He's going to Queensland next week. Jeff is the most loved bear on the face of the earth and travels around to different people's houses. We take photos of him. We share him in a group. Is this something that is of interest to you, or is this something that you've heard of before?
Well, I have seen things on social media that where people will take teddies around to different, you know, countries and take photos. And I actually have a sleepyhead Ted, and I've done the same thing. He's gone on the plane, and I've had photo shoots of him. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at the airport waiting and missing out on his day nap. So definitely it's a thing.
Yeah.
Why do you think the majority of us are embarrassed about that, Deb? What do you put that down to?
Look, I think, you know, when you get to adulthood, there's the assumption that, you know, your past childhood, you leave it all behind. But there's obviously a really strong connection back to those things that make you feel safe and provide comfort. And teddy bears are something that you can tuck away somewhere and bring them out every so often. I suppose some people might have that affinity with a special blanket, their blankie.
Mm. Yeah,
apparently a lot of people have it with their teddies.
I think it's a great point. And also, you know, there's no reason why you can't keep continuing to live your childhood regardless of how old you are. Now, I'm getting a little bit on in years, Deb, but when I went to the Gold Coast to see my grandkids recently, I made sure I had a day at Movie World, and I messaged Cindy and said, I'm 12 today and I'm going to Movie World, and I got a birthday coming up in a week and I'm turning 13, and I'm like really happy about that because I refuse to mentally grow older. So I haven't got a teddy, but I've had many teddies over the years. But I tell you what, I wouldn't be embarrassed at all to let people know that I'd got one if I did.
No, keep holding on to those feelings of youth, I say.
Hey, Deb, we've got a lot of people listening this morning that I would like to just veer off slightly with. I've got a lot of people that are struggling with sleep at the moment, and as a sleep practitioner, just to kind of splinter off for a second, do you have any tips for people who are really struggling to sleep at night, or how to get back to sleep once you're awake?
I certainly do. So one of those things that keep a lot of people up, especially, you know, if you've got insomnia, are those thoughts that come into your mind, that repetitive negative thinking or thinking about tomorrow, rethinking things that you've done that day. Those are the things that will really play on your mind and keep you alert. So one thing that is really important for people to know is to try and find a sleep association. And you know what? A sleep association can be anything, including screens. So if you're watching your TV or your screen, watching, you know, a movie or something, and you think you should be off that an hour before bed, none of the research supports that. So if that helps you feel sleepy, go for it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. That's actually quite contradictive of what we've heard before. I like it.
I kind of find that I need to have the TV on to go to sleep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me. And I've had that for years. I remember years ago being on the couch I was nodding off on the couch, and my dad said to me, if you're tired, go to bed. And I said to him, it helps me go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've had it on for years, since I was a kid.
I mean, if you did a poll of how many people are on a screen, some sort of screen before bed, you know, it's probably about 98%. But I know it is definitely over 90%, but it's probably even higher than that.
Deb, before we let you go, because we've got a busy morning here as well, I'm sure you have a busy morning also, are you able to share what the name of your teddy is?
I am. His name's Sandy. You mean my childhood teddy?
Yeah.
My childhood teddy's name was Sandy.
Sandy. And do you have like an adult like teddy bear now? So have you got another Sandy or a newer Sandy, or you still got your childhood teddy bear?
Well, I don't have a newer one, but I have a lot of teddy bears associated with Nine Eye, my business, because we know teddies are so important as a sleep association, and we have Sleepyhead Ted.
I love it. Love that. Deb, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. If people would like to get in contact with you or find out some more information, where would they best head to find you?
They would best head to nineeye.com.au and booking for a free sleep chat if, you know, you feel like you need to talk about your sleep.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds very good, Deb. Thank you so much. And shout out to Sandy. And we would like to speak to you again in the future. You take care, won't you?
I'd love to come back. Thanks so much, Cindy. Bye, Daz.